Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bruce Christensen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clyde Wright. Pitching for the California Angels, Clyde Wright. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMullen moves to second. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Egan for a passed ball. McMullen moves to third. Cowan moves to second. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Egan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Reynolds out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive towards short. Christensen catches it and throws to second to double up Melton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bruce Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKinney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Clyde Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive towards first. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bruce Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Christensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Christensen moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Christensen moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moses settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christensen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reichart. The throw from Moses and he is safe. Reichart steals second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-2 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichart scores. Andrews moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bruce Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christensen hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Egan and he is out, McKinney applying the tag. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive towards the mound. Wright reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Reichart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichart. Cowan reaches second base with a double. McMullen moves to third. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-3 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christensen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Bruce Christensen. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi pinch hits for Clyde Wright. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and California Angels, 0. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.